Hello and welcome to Let's Get Candid, a podcast with Amref Medical Center, where we talk about all matters sexual health. Today, we will be discussing sexual repression and sexual frustration. Our special guest is Professor Joachim Osur, a renowned sexual and reproductive expert and Vice Chancellor of Amref International University, who will be chatting with our very own Dr. Nyokabi Kibuka from the Amref Medical Clinic.
Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good and nice to meet you.
It is a pleasure to meet you too.
Yeah.
Welcome to our podcast series on sexual health.
Mm-hmm.
And today we'll be discussing sexual shame.
Sexual shame?
Yes.
Okay.
So before we get into the topic, I'd like to ask, how did you get into this field? How did you become an expert in sexual health?
So I'm a medical doctor, and I started my profession by basically doing obstetrics and gynecology, treating women. Mm-hmm. I used to work in Aga Khan Hospital early in my years, and joined a program for obstetrics gynecology with the Royal College. But what surprised me, every time I saw my clients in the clinic, whether it was family planning or antenatal care or other things, the issue of sex would always come up. And I remember many times being asked, tell my husband that I can't have sex for now. And it could be after delivery, or it could be when they were on other treatments, or simply people didn't have sexual desire, or they were having sexual pain. And I realized I was very deficient in that line. And there were not many doctors. Actually, there was no doctor I was working with who could handle sex problems. So I decided to then go ahead and do a postgraduate course in sexual medicine.
And how long have you been practicing that?
So that course took me like 4 years. And then after that, I started practicing, and I do practice part-time. I only see patients on Saturdays, and it's been like 8 years.
Wonderful.
Going to 9.
Wonderful. Since so you are an expert.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for creating time to discuss this. Mm. I know many people need to hear this information. So we will go straight into the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question is on sexual shame.
Mm.
What is sexual shame? Wow, tongue twister. What is sexual shame?
To and be ashamed.
Yes.
Sexually.
Yes.
That is how to put it the other way around. And what I would say is that people feel sad sometimes after sex.
Okay.
Or people can get emotional and depressed during sex.
Okay.
They can feel useless after sex or during sex.
Okay.
Or even the thought of having sex can make them feel that way. Now, so that is sexual shame.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I would describe it or define it is value conflict. When the act of sex and the values you believe in don't match, then you get a conflict. And when you have that conflict, then you feel ashamed about yourself having sex.
Interesting. So yeah. All this is about values.
It's about values. And no value is right or wrong. But I think it's important to clarify your values, know what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And act according to your values. Because any time you act contrary to your values, you get internal conflict. Right. And that is shame, that is depression, that mm-hmm. is anxiety and other things.
Mm-hmm. So, as you said, one gets sexual shame because of their values and not understanding their values. How can one understand or know their values?
I think it's just being conscious of what you believe in. What you've been brought up to believe in. It could be a religious value. It could be what your family believes in.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just your social setup, what mm-hmm. you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there are people who believe that sexual orientation, having sex with the same sex, is okay.
Mm-hmm.
There are others who believe it is not okay.
True.
There are people who believe that having sex before marriage is okay. Others believe it is not okay.
True.
There are others who believe polygamy is fine. Others mm-hmm. don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you believe in,
mm-hmm.
because as a medical person, we are not here to change your values.
Sure.
But we want you to be sure that you know what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, values do change, and there is a process of changing values.
Okay.
There are people who are not Christians, mm-hmm. then they became Christians.
Yes.
There are people who never believed in even marriage, then they got married. So values change over time. Now, when you know your values, that's the starting point. Then you can decide, I want to change it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's only after you've changed it mm-hmm. that you can act according to your new value. When you have a value and you're acting contrary to it,
mm-hmm.
you get problems.
So many people have values that they don't even know that they have and then act contrary to what they don't know that they have. And so that's why we're having a lot of shame sexually.
Yes.
Tell me, what's the difference between sexual shame and sexual regression and sexual frustration? Are they the same thing?
Repression
yes. and frustration.
Yes.
Yes.
So there are people who, because of their values,
mm-hmm.
they are not very sexual.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who, for example, have been brought up to believe that sex is bad.
Yes.
So they are repressed.
Mm-hmm.
They have repressed their sexual feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have sex desire as
mm-hmm.
a result. I get people who are in their late 30s, they are thinking of having a child,
mm-hmm.
if they are ladies, mm-hmm. but they don't have sexual feelings. Or men who are in their 40s, mm-hmm. they feel they should start a family, but they just don't feel like sex is the thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the values they have repressed
mm-hmm.
the sexual feelings, so they have no desire. There are also cases where, because the repression is there, but you want to move on with your life,
mm-hmm.
so you decide, let me engage sexually, although I don't believe in it
yes.
or I have difficulties
mm-hmm.
with it, you will find that then they don't get satisfaction
okay.
or they don't get orgasm, for example,
mm-hmm.
or they don't have desire for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they are doing it as a duty.
The end justifies the means.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nice.
Mm.
It's washering you,
yes.
but it stings you,
mm-hmm.
but you're doing it.
Mm.
Because you want to achieve something.
Yes.
You know, you want to be seen socially as a normal person,
mm-hmm.
but you're not really enjoying it,
mm-hmm.
and you're not able to get satisfaction
mm-hmm.
out of sex.
Mm-hmm.
That is repression,
okay.
and it needs treatment.
Mm.
We need to go deep into why is it you don't want to have sex?
Mm-hmm.
Why is your feeling for sex repressed?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, it could be because someone was maybe abused. And so we need to go deep and find out, is it just your beliefs? Is it religious beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, religion does not stop us from having sex unless you choose to be celibate, because that is still a religious value. Yeah, I think most religions, they have a ways that sex should happen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say don't have sex.
Otherwise you would be extinct.
So in therapy, then we go deep into those things
mm-hmm.
to find out, why are you repressed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And what can we do? You face that issue.
Mm-hmm.
You solve it,
mm-hmm.
and then you can be okay.
So it's a form of psychotherapy.
It is therapy.
So Viagra is not the answer to repression.
Well, there is a lot of misuse of sex stimulants,
mm-hmm.
erection-causing drugs,
mm-hmm.
and even the herbs.
Mm-hmm.
People will tell you, I've used Mukombero, I don't
yes,
know, I've
yes,
used...
Yes, this man walking along the street with huge bundles.
Yes,
yeah.
And they could be using it for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes all that is needed is counseling,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it is psychotherapy,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it is a different medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very important to see an expert
mm-hmm.
to get the right diagnosis
mm-hmm.
and then get the right treatment. So you talked of repression and you talked of frustration.
Yes,
frustration is when you're not satisfied with sex.
Mm-hmm.
And satisfaction can be physical or emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sex has those two aspects.
Mm-hmm.
You can be very good sexually, like, you know...
Physically, mm-hmm.
and you're able to have sex, but you're not satisfied because emotionally you are having problems.
Mm-hmm.
So emotional satisfaction is really about the relationship,
mm-hmm.
the one you're having sex with.
Mm-hmm.
Is it someone you're happy with?
Mm-hmm.
Is it someone you love?
Mm-hmm.
If not, then emotional satisfaction will not be there.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, physical satisfaction is the physical act. Is it okay, mm-hmm. the way it is happening? Mm-hmm. And these days, a lot of people don't even know what they're doing because nobody teaches people these days about sex. Sure. It used to happen those days. Mm-hmm. You'd have your auntie or your uncle mm-hmm. or your grandparent mm-hmm. teaching mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. In some communities, there were demos how to do it.
Sure.
They would show you how to lie down and things like that, the Baganda and others.
Mm-hmm. The aunties under the bed.
Yes, to see if you're really doing mm-hmm. the right thing. Mm-hmm. Those things are not there nowadays. So you have to find your way. And that can be a problem. You can be frustrated. So lack of skills mm-hmm. is a big, big issue when it comes to sexual frustration, not knowing what to do. Yeah, and in sexual health, we have something called sex coaching, which is akin to what we used to have in Africa, where you learn about your body, you learn about your erotic mm-hmm. areas of your body, you learn about how to handle each other and how to be satisfied physically, assuming emotional satisfaction is already
so,
there.
Yeah. So you need to fix both sides for you to get rid of the frustration.
True.
So would you say that repression and frustration could lead to shame, or those are all totally different things?
Yeah, shame is it's about values and value conflict. Mm-hmm. Repression is about values that have now depressed sexual feelings mm-hmm. and people not being able to, you know, enjoy their sexuality. Mm-hmm. I think frustration is more about having the right relationships and knowing what to do sexually, skills. Having sex skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on to my next question. Mm-hmm. What factors influence sexual shame?
You know, we've been talking a lot about the need to have sexuality education,
mm-hmm.
for people to know their bodies,
mm-hmm.
for people to understand their values.
Mm-hmm.
For people to make choices.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hot topic because people think that making one know their body will make them be moral. We've had that say.
Yeah.
And so we are starving, we are denying people knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even say it is young people. I get people in their 50s who lack knowledge. Some have been in marriage, but they don't know what they're doing. And so as a community, I think there is real need to open up and be able to have lessons that build people sexually. Yeah.
If somebody needed sexual education, where do you turn?
Okay. You know, I look at the TV and I see everyone calling themselves an expert. a lot of those people advising you on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very technical area.
Okay.
And people go through training. I told you I went for training for 4 years.
Yeah.
And so there are people who are satisfied to do this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are psychologists
mm-hmm.
who are sex therapists.
Mm-hmm.
There are medical doctors like me who have done sexual medicine.
Mm-hmm.
There are counselors.
Mm-hmm.
Therapists are different from counselors who have been trained
mm-hmm.
to do sex counseling.
Mm-hmm.
There are sexuality educators. Some are teachers, actually, who have been trained to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We are also having a number of pastors now going into such trainings
mm-hmm.
because they come across these very often. But there are few professionals
mm-hmm.
Like me
yeah.
who can be a starting point, and then mm-hmm. we see who to bring in.
Who to bring in. So thank you for your insights and educating us.
In our next episode, we will be discussing pressure working against pleasure in terms of erectile dysfunction. See you then.